Nearly half of Arizona's bird species are vulnerable to one model of climate change. That's according to a new analysis from the Audubon Society, which also found two-thirds of North American bird species are also threatened by climate change. But the report also points out if humans minimize our carbon emissions, we can protect a majority of those bird species. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with more about this with Sonia Perillo, Vice President and Executive Director of Audubon Arizona.
Your report looked at the effect of climate change in a couple different scenarios on bird populations across the country. Is it safe to say that the news is universally not that great?
The news is not that great for our predictions for how birds will adapt to a changing climate. There is hope embedded in our science, but our climate data is predicting that 389 species across North America will be facing extinction in a warming world. So there is work to be done.
What is it that is causing that? Is it mostly due to habitat loss?
Climate change produces a variety of challenges for birds and for people. So we hear a lot about things like sea level rise or melting glaciers. Here in Arizona, the way it is likely to play out is things like drought and what we call fire weather, so where we have increased risk of fire and subsequent flooding.
I want to ask you about Arizona because it seemed as though reading through the Arizona section of the report, it sounded as though the prediction was that more of the state would look like the Phoenix area in terms of the kinds of ecosystems that are here, which is not great news for birds that, for example, live in northern Arizona or eastern Arizona.
That's right. One of the biggest threat that our birds are going to face is actually in our mountains. So it's our western forest birds that are going to be confronting some of the biggest risks. Following that are the arid land birds. So if you think about the landscapes in Arizona, that's most of our birds. And what we have found is that when you look at modeling at this scale, it doesn't get really granular into habitat quality. So when they say increasing deserts, that's all things being equal. And you know, if you drive from Tucson to Phoenix, there's quite a bit of variety in habitat types, even within our deserts.
Is there a chance that under this scenario, that birds that currently live in the desert central and southern part of the state could see their habitats actually expand and be able to move beyond just this area?
It is possible. There are a number of birds who may fare well. Obviously, we're predicting two-thirds of bird species in North America will be vulnerable. We do expect there to be some changes in ranges, so birds can move geographically north and south. They can also move in terms of elevation. So we do think that there may be some range expansion for birds. There will also likely be birds that are already common who may fare well. Some of our common birds may actually not do so great. So here in the valley, we have a species, Abert's towhee, that has a relatively small geographic area. And so will they be able to expand? Will they be able to compete with new birds they meet in these geographies? Will their food sources still be available? There's a lot we don't know about what happens, even if they have the ability to move.
So you find that in Arizona, 102 of the 242 species are what you call climate vulnerable in the summer under the scenario where the temperature rises 3 degrees Celsius. Which species did you find are most vulnerable?
So a lot of the birds that we believe will be vulnerable, again, are these western forest birds. So there's some of our really charismatic, brightly colored birds like the painted redstart. Here in the lower elevations, we have a bird called the yellow warbler that is very striking. It looks like something you'd see in the tropics. Down in southeastern Arizona, Montezuma quail is a very charismatic bird. So these are birds that people know and love. Arizona is also a birding state. People come from all over the world to bird Arizona. So there is an economic risk as well associated with some of these changes we may see.
Are birds in some ways maybe less vulnerable than other kinds of wildlife, given the fact that they are migratory by nature, that they are maybe more well-suited to find a place that is better suited for them?
It's a really interesting point. Many of our birds are migratory. They're not all, but many of them are. But when you think about things like, what does a toad do? You know, they cannot move the same way these birds can. So I was actually following a Twitter feed yesterday where somebody pointed out that, you know, birds may be the best case scenario. We know that our fate and the fate of birds is linked. So when we think about the impacts that human communities are going to face, birds are, I mean, there's a reason this is a cliche, they are the canaries in the coal mine. So it is really important that we pay attention if we love birds and if we care about our communities and the people who live here.
Is there a way to compare the potential effect on birds of climate change in Arizona relative to other states? Like, can you say that birds are more or less vulnerable here than elsewhere?
Well, one of the ways that Audubon has tried to capture this data in this really sophisticated analysis is they have looked at the numbers of threats that birds face. So one set of data was oriented around where will birds be? Where will they be leaving? Where will they be moving to? And what can we do to allow them to make those moves? The other set of data that was analyzed is what threats are they going to be facing where they are now and where they will be going? And how many of those threats do they have to confront? So sea level rise, we looked at fire, we looked at early spring, so causing nest failure, a variety of impacts, and it's the layering of these challenges that really add up to trouble for birds and for people.
All right. Sonia, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Sonia Perillo is Vice President and Executive Director of Audubon Arizona. We'll post a link to the report at theshow.kjzz.org.